This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome a couple of Mount Edgecombe High School cheerleaders. It's Jonna Bowker and Jeffrey Moore from the Mount Edgecombe High School cheerleading squad. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, let's turn to Jeffrey Moore first. Jeffrey, you're a what class at Mount Edgecombe High School?
I'm a senior at Mount Edgecombe, and I've been there for about 2 years.
All right. And how long have you been on the cheerleading squad?
2 years. I joined when I got there.
All right. And tell me what your role on that cheerleading squad is.
I am a backspot, which is a person that stands in the back of the stunting group, and I help people up.
Okay. Jeffrey, you're in the middle of the basketball season right now, so you're cheering at all the home games, correct?
Correct.
How about, do you do travel with the cheerleading squad?
We do travel. We travel once a season with the basketball team to the regional competition in Ketchikan this year. So we'll be doing that in about a month.
Okay. Now, to get prepared for this cheerleading squad season in the basketball season, what kind of practice schedule do you guys have?
We practice for about 10 hours a week for the entire season, perfecting our different like stunts, our dancing and cheering, and preparing our routine that will be judged.
Right. Jeffrey, I've been over to a few games over the years, and I've seen the Mount Edgecombe High School squad, and you guys are a pretty advanced squad. You call them stunts. Why don't you explain to the audience here what you're talking about?
Well, I think Jonna can better explain since she's one of our flyers.
Okay, a flyers. Okay, well, I'll turn to Jonna. I'm not letting you off the hook too quickly here. why don't you tell us about when regions happen and what goes on there?
Well, at regions this year in Ketchikan, we'll have about is it 3 days, Jonna?
Yeah.
3 days of the basketball teams competing against each other in the tournament. And during the tournament, we'll be cheering for our home team, the boys and the girls. And at selected games, we'll have judges judging us on our routine, dancing, stunting, cheering, and just different aspects of the judging sheet.
Sure. Well, let's turn to Jonna Bowker. Jonna, where are you from?
I'm from Dillingham.
Okay, and what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
And how many years have you been on the squad?
This is my fourth year. I started as a freshman.
Okay. Well, let's hear about, Jeffrey called you a flyer. Let's hear about what a flyer is.
So a flyer, they're the person that's in the air getting tossed up and tossed down.
So you have to be the more slighter of the gals to be able to get in that position and athletic. Do you do any acrobatics in the air, or is it basically just being thrown high in the air?
You can do twists, like twisting down from a stunt or twisting up, and you can do more.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the safety precautions that are taken for people like you.
Well, when you go up, you always want to make sure, like if you're trying something new, to have others spotting the stunt in case if I fall so I don't hit the ground. And a lot of our stunting and tumbling, you're not allowed to go forward because it's a caution.
Right. Now, like I told Jeffrey, I've been over to a number of basketball games, senior squad. I know you're in advanced squads, or at the squads in the past have been too. Tell us about the crowds over at the Mount Edgecombe High School games and how they participate with you in the cheerleading squad.
Our crowd, we're all like loud with each other, and we all just connect because we've been with each other for so long. And it's just easy to interact with our crowd because we just know each other so well.
Sure. Being on the squad for all these years, tell me what you have enjoyed about being on the Mount Edgecombe High School cheerleading squad.
I would say that our team is different because we live with each other. We're with each other 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so we get to know each other really well in like all different, like not just cheering. We know each other in the classroom. We know each other in the dorms. We know each other's personality, their dislikes and likes. And it's just really great to get to know a team so well.
Right. Before we start here today, Jonna, you mentioned that the squad has some difficulties in fundraising to make sure you can cover all the expenses of travel and the gear and the like. Why don't you speak to the fundraising difficulties and what you have done and are going to do in that respect?
Being miles away from home, it's really hard to fundraise because we don't have our families with us to help contribute to the team. So this past weekend we did a cheer clinic that we've done multiple years. And we really like doing the cheer clinic with younger kids because we get to know the community, because we're so far away from home that it's nice to get to know a community.
Is there anything that the community can look for in the future for fundraising from your squad, or have you done all your fundraising? So,
I'm pretty sure that we have finished all of our fundraising, but if we do, we always advertise our fundraising.
All right, we'll keep an eye open for those kind of things. Tell us about your expectations for the region tournament. And did Jeffrey have that right? When is that happening again?
March 3rd.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the grading or the competition that cheerleaders have at this regional tournament.
So one of the main things is pepping up the crowd and just having a lot of crowd interaction. When you get there, we all just come together as a team, and you just feel really close with your team when you get to regions, because we're all just trying to hype each other up and get the crowd going and be tight and be loud, because we'll be judged if we don't look the same, or if we're not all together, or if we're not smiling or jumping and rallying up the crowd.
Right. You have expectations to do well at regions?
Oh yeah. Our team is a bunch of seniors. Like half our team is seniors, so I feel like we'll all come together and have fun.
Right. So Jeffrey, you've been on the squad for a couple of years. What have you and John has been on it for 4 years? And what in general have you enjoyed about being on this squad?
Well, when I first came to Manichkam, I always thought of ways to make myself involved within the school and the student body, in ways that I can express myself in a way that I liked. And so I discovered that cheerleading was a great outlet for me to be who I am. And so I'm naturally someone that's really preppy and loud, and I have fun when I'm in front of a lot of people, and cheerleading just seemed like the perfect fit. And I like the sense of unity that comes with the team, and when we do like team bonding activities, and I just have a lot of fun with the people.
Okay, well, let's give a shout out to the rest of the squad. Jonna, can you name everyone else on the squad, or put you on the spot here?
So we have three boys, Jeffrey here with us, Orion, and Zachary. We have a bunch of girls. So they're first, I'll start off with Angelica. She's a senior. And Katrina, Patrice, Liz, Zoe, Tara, Breezy, Kayla, Ashlyn, Josephine, and I believe that's it.
Well, I'm sure they all appreciate, you know, getting a shout out from you on this program, being at that you're getting all the headlines here. So when's the next home game, Jeffrey?
Tomorrow
night. Who are you playing?
I'm not sure. Is
okay. It just doesn't matter. You play whoever you play. You're going to go do your best out there, aren't you?
Definitely.
Right. How do you start this game? What's exciting about the start of a game?
Kind of like the tension in the crowd. Like, it's a positive tension, like anticipation. Like, are we going to win? How are we going to do?
Right.
So you can definitely feel the energy.
How about you, Jonna? What do you like about the beginning of a game?
I like just being there and just having fun with everybody, because everybody's happy at the beginning of the game and not too stressed out.
Well, I really want to thank the two of you for coming in. It's been Jonna Bowker from Dillingham and Jeffrey Moore from Unalaska. They're both Manichkam High School cheerleaders, and they have a game tomorrow night. And they're going to be there cheering on that great Manichkam High School crowd. So, again, thank you. Good luck, and good luck at regionals. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active, and support high school sports and activities.